can be who you wanna be. You can be who you wanna be.
Went from trying to pay the rent, used to pen on man and made a dent. Yeah, time and again, make a good top ten. Not a politician and not you. And when I meet face to face, yeah, don't be late. I'm just talking on the phone, yeah, I'm not gonna wait. When you're gonna tell me, you better locate. If it's taking up my time, then you beep beep. Yeah, I'm trying to come through. Beep beep. Yeah, I'm bringing something new. Beep beep. Yeah, I'm trying to come through. Beep beep. Yeah, I'm bringing something new. There's no limit, I'm trying to feel it. Gonna ban.
I tried to tell you all what would happen to you. I tried to make you see I was telling the truth. I was trying to be everything you want me to be. I can't please everyone, I'ma let it beep, beep, beep. Yeah, I'm trying to come through. Beep, beep. Yeah, I'm bringing something new. Beep, beep. Yeah, I'm trying to come through. Beep, beep. Yeah, I'm bringing something new.
There's no limit, I'm trying to feel it. Every time I see it, well, I'm gonna break through.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, youth radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Jada. I'm 13, and I'm still in disbelief that April is almost over.
It is over when the show airs.
How is this possible?
When our listeners hear this, it will be May.
Time goes by so fast.
I agree. April flew really fast. I do like May, though. May is pretty great. But anyways, we are here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we'll do today, as we do every day on Bound by Books. We're often joined by our friend Batia. But she is not here yet, so fingers crossed we'll hear from her soon. We miss you, Batia. Come back.
Come back to us.
We want to hear from you. I'm excited to chat with Jada about some books and other stuff. Did you want to get us started today, or do you want me to go first?
I'll go first. This is actually more of a journal. I don't really read these, but it's kind of like a book, you know, the ones where you can color in and write in and stuff. It's called Free to Be Me by Dominique, and it's an LGBTQ journal, and I'll read the back. It's very funny. An LGBTQ plus journal for everyone, designed to empower, inspire, and entertain. With dancing drag queens, rainbow donuts, and the world's sassiest dinosaur, every page is packed with activities that color, scribble, design, and glitter. Most importantly, this book is about celebrating being yourself and what makes you amazing.
What makes you amazing, Jada?
How awesomely funny I am, of course.
You are funny. That's true. I think you're very easy to talk with, too. I feel like not all kids are able to have like a real conversation with adults.
Yeah, sadly, I'm one of those kids that can't have a real conversation with kids.
Oh, no. That's not true. I've heard you conversate with other young people.
It's harder as you get older, and then you become an adult.
And then you fit right in. I will say that some adults have a really hard time talking with kids too. Like they don't know how to do it, but I think it's pretty easy. I don't know. Maybe depends on the kid, depends on the adult, both ways, you know?
So yeah, this book is one of these things where, you know, you can write all over it and scribble. They have a lot of pages for that. And it has quotes from famous LGBTQ celebrities and allies and stuff, and it's just to make you feel better about yourself.
Is it like relaxing? It sounds like something that would be kind of relaxing to.
Yeah, And then there's these, and then there are some pages where this, you know, there's special stuff. And one of them is called Lip Sync on Your Lunch Break, where they have this drawing that you can color in. And one of the instructions says, it's that time again, grab a huge donut, put on your favorite tunes, and color in this awesome drag queen, which I think is fun. I haven't colored in any of them yet, because I usually read them and look at the drawings instead of color it in, but it's very nice. I really like the book.
Cool.
And it has a lot of humor that I would appreciate.
Sounds like you need to get a rainbow donut.
Yeah.
Donuts have been mentioned twice so far. It's making me hungry.
I love donuts.
I also liked the idea of a sassy dinosaur. I would like to see that.
Yeah, it's a very good book. It's by Dom and Ink. It's called that because his name is Dominic. And he's a British guy, and it says here that he's based in London, England, from not so sunny Bolton, also in England via Narnia. So it seems like, you know, I think they'd get along with him pretty well.
Yeah,
he also has two other books. One of them is about fashion, and I have to get it because, of course, I do.
Of course. That sounds like a really fun book. I would enjoy the coloring part. I feel like I don't color very often, but when I do, it's pretty fun. I know that there's like adult coloring books, but I usually only get into coloring when I'm doing it with a young person. But I find it really, as I mentioned earlier, I find it relaxing to like color in sections. But that sounds like a fun and inspiring and enjoyable book.
It is. The drawing style is very unique and I like it. I can't really show the audience, but it's one of those styles that's realistic but also cartoonish, which I can appreciate because that's my drawing style.
Cool. Check that out. I have a couple books that I could share that are coming out next week that I guess I'm not sure how many I'm going to share, but I'm going to share at least two that I've read, and I might share a third if time allows that I haven't read that I think sounds really good. So the first one I'll share is called Tryouts. It's by Sarah Sachs, and it's part of the Brinkley Yearbook series, which the first book, let me see, what was the first book called? I think it's Picture Day. Yeah, Picture Day. And I really liked that book as well. It's a middle grade graphic novel. And so it's a series. And when I read the first one, I didn't realize it was a series or that it was going to be a series. So then I found out about the second one. I was like, oh, cool. More from that school. So my understanding of the series is that each book will center on a different character in this class, in this school. So the first book centered on a seventh grader named Viv. And then the second book is centered on Alexandra, who's also known as Al. And I'll read the description for this one because I read this one. This is one that I got as a preview copy. I've mentioned on the show before. I sometimes get those and I try not to read them too far in advance. And this one I read a couple months back. So I want to make sure I get the full description in here. So let's see. Alexandra, also known as Al, has been playing baseball with her older brothers for as long as she can remember. But when she ages out of Little League, it seems like it's the end of the road for Al and the sport she loves. Until, that is, her friend Sammy suggests that Al try out for the middle school team, a team that has always been boys only. Al is prepared to fight for her right to try out, but to her surprise, the coach is delighted by her interest. When Al makes the team, it seems like everything is going to work out. But with a 10th consecutive championship on the line for Brinkley Middle School and a team that can't seem to get along, will their season ground out faster than Al can say home run? So that's sort of the setup for the story. And I just found it quite charming. I feel like in addition to focusing on Al and her story and the baseball team story, you also get to follow some of her other friends, including one who's an artist and one who really wants to become the new mascot for the school, who's actually, sorry, that character is actually Viv from the first book. So you get to see sort of a different things going on that are end up getting connected for these different friends. And I also like that I thought it was cool that she plays baseball and that there's the idea of like, well, you can just shift to softball, you know, when they split up the genders, so to say. But she doesn't want to play softball. It's a different sport. She really wants to play baseball. And then, of course, it has a lot of stuff about teams and working together to need a common goal, and sometimes having to work with people you don't necessarily get along with as well. I thought it was a really good book, and it's funny. It has funny moments, so it keeps it light. So that is Tryouts by Sarah Sachs, middle grade graphic novel, part of the Brinkley Yearbook series. And that comes out Tuesday, May 7th. And then the next book that I'll mention is another graphic novel. I would say this one is somewhere between middle grade and young adult. I think it would be fine for most middle grade readers, but it's the characters are like aged a little older. So this one is called Plain Jane and the Mermaid, and it's by Vera Brosgall, who I really enjoy. I've read a lot of her comics and picture books. She did Anya's Ghost and Be Prepared, which are two great graphic novels. And so this one is about a character named Jane, who, like the title, is plain, a plain person. And that's what everyone says about her, at least. And this one I read a while ago, too. But my recollection of it is that her parents die, and because she's a girl, she cannot inherit the home that her family has lived in. And so instead, her cousin, who is a horrible human being, takes ownership of the house and kicks her out. And so Jane's trying to figure out how to become independent and manage her life. And so she decides that she is going to propose to this other young man named Peter. And that's how she'll start her new life. She'll get a home and a husband, and like we'll start again. So that's the plan. And then Peter is kidnapped by a mermaid. And so Jane follows him and tries to rescue him from the mermaids. And so it's a sort of, it becomes an underwater adventure where Jane is trying to rescue Peter from the mermaids, who are a bit dark and sinister. And she ends up meeting a seal who helps her along on the adventure, and they have an interesting dynamic between them. I don't want to give too much away, so I'll leave it at that. But it's a really fun book. I really like Vera Brosgall's art style, and I think a lot of people will like it because it's a very different story. It's got a little fairy tale end to it. It's got some humor, got some adventure. Yeah, it was a fun one. So that is also coming out Tuesday, May 7th. It's called Plain Jane and the Mermaid by Vera Brosgall. And then the other book that I haven't read yet, but that's also coming out Tuesday, May 7th, is called Anzu and the Realm of Darkness. And it's by Mai K. Nguyen. And I will read the description for this one because I have not read it, so I couldn't tell you anything about it. It says, five worlds meet spirited away in this tale of a girl fighting her way back home after getting trapped in the spirit world. Anzu has just moved to a new town during Oban, a time for families to remember and celebrate their ancestors. But for since her Obishan died, though, Oban has lost its magic. She doesn't feel much like celebrating anymore. While avoiding holiday festivities, Anzu spots a stray dog down the street, a dog that seems to be staring right at her. But when she chases after it, she slips and falls down a ridge, losing consciousness. When she awakes, she's in the Shinto underworld known as Yomi, a place she's only heard about in Obishan's stories. The stray dog, she finds out, is actually the gatekeeper of Yomi, and he warns her to return to the human realm before it's too late. Only getting home is not as simple as she'd thought. Faced with the nefarious Queen Izanami of Yomi and a world full of creatures she'd once thought weren't real, the race against the clock is on. She must break a curse, free the spirits of the other lost children, and reach the gate home before sunrise, or be stuck in Yomi forever. So that's a middle grade graphic novel by Mai K. Nguyen called Anzu and the Realm of Darkness. It comes out May 7th, and I think it sounds exciting. And I love the cover artwork, so I'm hoping that the artwork on the inside is just as great. But that one I haven't read yet, so fingers crossed that it'll be as good as it sounds. And while I was sharing those books, Fatia joined us. Hip, hip, hooray. Hi, Fatia.
Hi.
It's so good to hear from you. What did you want to share today?
So I wanted to share like an excerpt, but I think I lost it. I can't find it anymore. So instead, I'm going to share a poem.
Okay.
It's called Hope is the Thing with Fetters by Emily Dickinson. Hope is the thing with fetters that purchase in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. The sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abish the little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chilliest land and on the strangest sea, yet never in extremity it asked a crumb of me.
I love that poem. What made you choose it?
Because, like, the word hope, like, wanted, like, I was going through hope poems, and I have, like, a lot of tests upcoming, so I read this poem about hope.
I love just the opening line itself. Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul. It sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. I just think it's really beautiful. I love her poems. If you liked that one, you should read more by her, because she's written a lot of really great poems.
Well, I think I found another poem, but I forgot what it was called.
By her or another one in general?
I think it was another one in general.
Okay. Well, I could share a poem, and then if you want to keep looking for that one while I'm reading, you could do that. So I have a poem I could share. Actually, I have two that I could share. I just found the other one that I liked. So as I've mentioned on the show for the past month or so, I've been reading my way through You Are Here, Poetry in the Natural World, edited and introduced by the 24th Poet Laureate of the United States, Ada Limón, who is one of my favorite poets. Probably my favorite. If I had to pick one, it would probably be her. But this is a collection of poems by all different authors that center on the natural world. And since it was National Poetry Month, I decided to read this throughout the month. And I finished it the other day, just in time for April to be over. And so I picked out a couple towards the end of the book that I would share. The first one is by Alberto Rios, who is Arizona's inaugural poet laureate and a recent chancellor of the Academy of American Poets. And he's the author of 12 collections of poetry, as well as short stories, a memoir, a novel, hosts PBS programs. He does a lot of stuff. busy person. And this poem is called 20 Minutes in the Backyard. The house sparrow flies to the ground to get the seed that has fallen from the feeder. In doing so, it flies through a bit of spider web, which works as something like a phone call to the spider, who then answers with a hello, careful and very quiet, but nobody is there. This happens a lot to spiders. It makes them grumble about the neighbors who walk across the spider's curious lawn. But the complaint is hollow. Sometimes someone is indeed there, a fly, a moth, any number and manner of very small beasts. They try to run away, but are tripped up by the long, thin fingers of the web. The small thing quivers, asks politely, please, to be let go, followed by a sincere apology. But a spider does not have ears. This explains why it does not hear the house sparrow swoop up into the air high enough to reach the spider. Few leaves rustle while the whole world simply moves forward. This is the Saturday business of the immense backyard conglomerate at work. If one listens, one might hear the great bustling city of it all, the small sirens and screams, the caterpillars backing up, the geckos at their mysterious work. I really liked how that poem really painted a picture for me in my mind of the scene of the backyard in action, in teeny tiny action. And then the other one I wanted to share is by Ruth Awad, who is a Lebanese American poet, and she has written other works. She's won prizes, and she is from Ohio. So this poem is called Reasons to Live. Because if you can survive the violet night, you can survive the next. And the fig tree will ache with sweetness for you in sunlight that arrives first at your window, quietly pawing, even when you can't stand it. And you'll heavy the whining floorboards of the house you filled with animals, as hurt and lost as you. And the bearded irises will form fully in their roots, their golden manes, swaying with the want of spring. Live, 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 live. One day you'll put your hands in the earth and understand an afterlife isn't promised. But the spray of scorpion grass keeps growing, and the dogs will sing their whole bodies in praise of you. And the red buds will lay down their pink crowns, and the rivers will set their stones and ribbons at your door, If only you'll let the world soften you with its touching. Thought that was very beautiful. That was the last poem of the book, but I really enjoyed this collection. Highly suggest people who love poetry, specifically around the natural world, check it out. It's called You Are Here, Poetry in the Natural World, edited and introduced by Ada Limon. Were you able to find any other poems for Tia?
I don't think I have, but I think I found a similar one.
Did you want to share it or not?
No, because I think it's the same one though.
Oh, okay. You don't have to share it. We can hear more next time. But before we go for the day, I want to let all of our listeners listening in on Friday, because Sunday it'll be too late, know that this Saturday is the Hudson Children's Book Festival at the Hudson Junior Senior High School. We hope people will check that out. It's a fun event. The library will be there with some crafts and information about library programs and services. But of course, the big draw is all of the authors and illustrators who come to visit the schools and the community and share their work. And you can find out more information at hudsonchildrensbookfestival.com. See everybody that's coming, different schedules for the day. Find information about how to get there if you need a ride. There's a shuttle that travels around the school area, picking up people who bring them to the school. There's a stop right in front of the Hudson Area Library, so you could always come by the library and pick up a shuttle there. But yeah, check it out, hudsonchildrensbookfestival.com. It's one of our favorite events of the year. We're really excited to get to see all the authors and illustrators making their way to town, plus the local authors who are already in town or nearby. But we're out of time for today, but we hope everyone out there listening has a great week with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
happy reading!
Price that we are. Shot.